Hey everyone, this content marketing strategy is used by so many big people like Ty Lopez, Gary Vee, and many, many more social media superstars. It's important for you to really understand this and then you can go ahead and tweak it based off of your needs, but most importantly, understand the bigger picture, the bird's eye view of what this strategy is all about. Hey everyone, my name is Annabelle Mihangos. Today we're gonna be getting into this specific content marketing strategy, and it's basically just recycling content. And it's a very, very popular strategy, but if you've never heard of it, today is the day that your eyes are gonna be opened. So let's start writing really quickly. Okay, so this right here, the video, podcast, and the blog is basically the whole idea behind this content marketing strategy. Content marketing, as we know, is extremely important, and it really allows our customer, our audience, to build a relationship with us as individuals, our brand, our business, without actually interacting with us personally. So it's a really important thing for you to incorporate into your business, especially if you have some kind of service-based business. So that way people really have a good idea of who you are, what you're doing, why you started doing that. And all this story, this message can really be transmitted to your audience without you having to really say it so many times. You simply record a video and you just put it on a podcast or on a blog and it gets spread like wildfire. That's the power of social media. So in content marketing, you're basically leveraging the power of social media to really send your message and your voice to thousands, potentially millions of people out in the world. And it really starts with the video itself. This is pretty much the beginning portion of where it really all begins. It's where a lot of people really start their journey on this content marketing strategy. And the reason for that is because with a single video like this one that I'm doing right now, you can do so many things with this specific video. You can create clips with it, which is something that a lot of people do. They make clips, they take the highlights of the things that are said. Like say, for example, if I say something that I think is really impactful, I can take a clip from a 15 second clip of this video and I'll distribute it on a platform like Twitter, maybe Instagram, maybe Facebook, and I can distribute it there. But one of the other things that some people really love doing, and I've seen a lot of people really take advantage of this strategy, is that once the video is created, you do all the cuts, you make all the edits, you can actually take the audio from the video and upload that audio as a podcast in itself. So this is the whole idea of recycling content. You created the video once, right? So instead of creating a fresh new podcast, you just rip the audio and you upload it onto your podcast platform, whether it's Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or use a platform like Anchor.fm. Either way, you can just create this podcast straight from the audio of the video. Now, that's why I have an arrow here, but I also have an arrow here. So continuing with the idea of recycling content, you can just take the audio and transcribe it into a podcast. And when I say transcribe, it's basically saying, if I say the cow jumped over the moon, I don't know if that's actually a story, but let's say, for example, take that sentence. I'm saying the cow jumped over the moon. I take that sound bite, I send it to somebody else, and that person types it up for me. They type out the words, the cow jumped over the moon. Then they send that text file over to me, and then I'm able to upload that into a blog. So let's say, for example, if you have a 10-minute video, you take those 10 minutes of audio and you upload that as a podcast. Then you take those 10 minutes of audio, you send it over to somebody else, and that person transcribes it. They listen to the words that you're saying, they type it up, and they send you either the Word document, a PDF, or some text file, and you just copy and paste it onto your blogging platform. And just so you guys can know, a great way to have audio transcribed is rev.com. It's R-E-V, V like victory. The other way that I've seen a lot of people do is they literally just have the audio playing on the side of their computer and then they have a Google Docs opening, because Google Docs has a really cool function that it listens and it pretty much types out everything that it listens. So it's really, really powerful if you just want something very quickly. And I'll put it over here as Google Docs. So you got rev.com and Google Docs to transcribe over to a blog. And for podcast itself, there's multiple platforms as well. Like I mentioned, there's Spotify, there's Apple Podcasts, there's Google Podcasts, there's so many. But this is pretty much the whole idea. These are the main pieces of content that are really, really popular. There's YouTube, right? People can create content on YouTube. They take the audio and put it onto Spotify. They take the audio of the podcast on Spotify, they transcribe it, and then they upload it to a blogging platform like Medium. All right, so that's the flow of it. Something that has become extremely popular I've seen right now in the esports scene and the video game scene, especially with people who are really active live streamers on a platform like Twitch. They live stream, of course, for many hours throughout the day, but then what they do is they download the live stream and they convert that into a YouTube video. So that's where here it adds another element. Let's see if I can draw it. That's supposed to be a camera and person here. So this is a camera and that's a person. This is a live streaming platform. It can be Twitch. You can live stream on YouTube. You can live stream on something like Periscope. There's so many platforms out there for you to live stream. And live streaming right now, especially on a platform like Facebook Live, has become very, very popular. Some algorithms are even pushing a lot more people to do live streams. And so if you do live streams on a platform, there's a good chance that the algorithm will work in your favor and give your content to people who are likely to be interested in your content. And once you do that live, whether it's on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Twitch, you can then download that video content, upload into YouTube, take that audio from that video over to a podcast and then to a blog. And the same thing goes over here. Whether it's a video or a podcast or a blog or even a live stream, you can take clips of those and then upload them to Twitter, IG, and Facebook, because it's a lot easier to share 15-second clips of video clips instead of, like, for example, a 15-minute video. It's a lot easier to share. It's a lot more engaging. And then, of course, these main pieces of content that I call them the main pieces of content, video, podcast, and blog, then they... There's not enough space for me to draw arrows, but I'll put it over here. Web funnel. And it pretty much goes for all of them. So I'm going to try it over here. Boom. Cool. So basically, remember, you're starting off with the video, taking the audio, putting it onto a podcast. Taking the podcast audio, transcribing it, and making it a blog. And then in each of these pieces of content over here, there's going to be a link in the description, or there's going to be a link somewhere in the blog, somewhere that further drives traffic up to the website or the funnel so that you can convert prospects into leads and leads into customers, right? So to have the bigger picture, it really starts off with the main piece of content to drive traffic to the website and funnel. But in order to bring more traffic and more eyes onto the main piece of content, you break these down into little shareable clips, highlights, or maybe like quick one sentence tweets or something like that you can then share a lot easier on platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or some other platform like IG Story or something like that, WhatsApp. And these clips drive traffic to the main piece of content, and then the main piece of content drive traffic over to the website and funnel. So that's pretty much the big picture of this content marketing strategy. The whole idea behind it is to just recycle the same piece of content over and over again, so that way you can really increase the exposure that piece of content has, and therefore just creating one piece of content but delivering that value to so many people across all these different platforms. And a great way to think about it is that, let's say for example, you really want to reach a big audience, and that's the whole idea behind this strategy. If you upload a video and then you upload a podcast using the same audio of the video, there's a good chance that there's people that are going to be listening to the podcast that did not see the video. And there's going to be people that saw the video that did not listen to the podcast, because there's people out there that prefer one platform over the other. So by spreading out your content to multiple platforms and to multiple methods of content itself, then it increases the chances that your audience is going to be seeing your content. There's an increased chance that your audience is going to be receiving your value. And then, of course, there's going to be an increased chance that it's going to be driving traffic over to your website and funnel to really create a lot more customers, a lot more leads, and a lot better relationship between you and your audience. So that's the big picture. That's the bird's eye view. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you understood it. If you need any more explanations about this, just let me know. Send me a message. You can also leave a question in the description box, and I'll be more than happy to speak with you. And as always, everyone, I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to subscribe to my channel. I'm going to be bringing you more content like this about marketing and, of course, personal development as I go along. And so I hope you enjoy me for the ride. Thanks so much, everyone. Until next time, have a fantastic day.